everybody eats when they come to my house.
John Lindorf, good morning. In a moment, we'll talk about the zen of judging pies. But first, we're headed into Labor Day weekend. Of course, it's a day off for many people, but there'll be plenty of folks laboring in the kitchens of Boulder County, Denver, and around the country and the world to feed us.
And, you know, we're all going to be out there, you know, having a brew or having a picnic or whatever we're going to be doing. And I just think about the thousands of people who are back in the kitchen, or the waitresses, and the people who are doing that work for us, so that we can have some fun. I just wanted to tip my hat to all of those folks out there laboring for us.
Absolutely. You're going to be judging not one but two pie contests this weekend?
I have my own labors, yes. through, I'll admit, bad scheduling. On Saturday, I'm judging the Hay Days pie contest in hygiene. And on Monday, I'm judging the Louisville pie contest at Memory Square.
So how do you approach judging pie?
Well,
you got to pace yourself, obviously.
Well, that's the critical thing, and I often have a heart-to-heart with, you know, newbie pie judges, and I say, you know, if you want to be able to taste when you get to pie number 20, you have to not taste very much pie, even when it's the best pie you've ever tasted. The other thing is that the first pie you taste, maybe the first two or three, are going to taste incredible because you've been, you know, saving your calories and everything else. So you have to ignore that and taste your way all through the pies. You got to taste the bottom crust, the top crust, the crimp, and the middle to see how it all works. But mostly it ends up being a question of, is this a great pie of its kind, and would I want another slice?
John will be judging on Saturday in hygiene and on Labor Day in Louisville.
And we welcome you to enter your pie in the hygiene contest. It's going to be at the Old Stone Church in town, and there's a $100 first prize. If you go to hygienecommunityassociation.org, you can get the details on entering the pie. Come out and say hi to me.
Hygiene is just off Highway 36 as you're headed towards Lyons, and it's kind of the gateway to Longmont.
And hygienity.
So the market, of course, is all the farmers' markets around the metro area are bounteous.
It's full blast, you know. You got pickling cucumbers, everything that only comes in for a few weeks. And so just eat it here now. Don't mess around. Don't, you know, because it's going to be gone soon and it'll be fall and all you're going to have is winter squash.
Before we go, what is the best thing you've tasted lately?
Lately, you know, on my trip across Colorado and back, I did stop at the Georgetown Valley Candy Company. People ignore Georgetown because they're on the way someplace else. It's a very cool, strange little town. And the Georgetown Candy Company is just wonderful. In any case, they make their own caramel, they make their own fudge, and then they take their own caramel fudge and they put it in their ice cream. My God.
Georgetown Valley Candy Company in Georgetown. John Lindorf is a pie expert. I can vouch for this. Yeah. You know, he judges, he writes, he makes excellent pies. And if you want to learn more, simply Google Lindorf Pie, and you will find out about his expertise. But, you know, you can ask him about pie or anything with a question to radionibbles@kgnu.org, and we can discuss your questions on this program. Happy judging.
Let us all break crust together.
Having a day.